Welcome everybody to show number 1315 in the writing. It's show number 467. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Negovaser in the morning. So the question comes up now, what type of sleep, right? A person wakes up, we all know we have to wash Negovaser, we've been talking about, and we're going through the various different Halachos, but what type of sleep? Let's say a person was up the whole night. Right? Do you have to wash Negovaser? Let's say I went to bed during the day. You do have to wash Negovaser. Let's say I woke up, like 1 a.m. And Alayis HaShachar, where the day basically gets started, is not till, let's say, 5:30, for example. Do I have to wash Negovaser? Do I have to rewash Negovaser? How does that work? So what type of sleep and when did I sleep and so on? So these are some of the questions. So just to start off the subject, in reference to the type of sleep needed to obligate one to have to wash Negovaser, that's Taka Machloikis amongst the Poskim. The Poskim differ regarding to the type of sleep that obligates one to recite the bracha over washing the hands upon awakening. Now, everybody agrees that the Shinas Kava, which is basically a sound sleep, but we'll see what exactly that means. In other words, a sound sleep. So somebody goes to bed for a while. You know, they go to bed in a bed. We'll see. So and they go to bed for going to bed, as they say. Oh, the person says, I'm going to bed, you know, at night. So sometime during the night hours, if a person has this sound sleep, the Shinas Kava, some people sleep a smaller amount of time. Many people sleep 7 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. But let's say somebody only sleeps 4 hours, right? So how did that work? So as long as the person has what we call, quote unquote, a Shinas Kava, sound sleep, sometime during the course of the night, that obligates the person to recite the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. You're getting up and you're washing your hands and you're reciting, you have to recite Netilas Yadayim. The place can disagree regarding what constitutes a sound sleep. What is this Shinas Kava? Like, what constitutes this Shinas Kava? The consensus of the Poskim is that sleeping in a bed for half an hour is considered a Shinas Kava, right? So the consensus is sleeping in a bed for half an hour is taka considered a sound sleep. So you need one, you need a bed. In other words, I lay down in my bed, right? It's lav dafka, how a person, let's say, well, they might not go into pajamas or whatever, but I sleep in a bed, and it's at least a half hour. So those are the two conditions that basically the place can agree that once a person slept for a half hour in a bed, a horizontal position, straight, so there, then one would need to wash Negovaser when they wake up. And assuming that it's at nighttime, we'll see during the day, we'll talk about that, how that works. In general, just, you know, off the top, so people don't get mixed up. During the day, in general, we do wash Negovaser, but we do not make a bracha. But now we're talking about at night. A person lay down at night, that's it, finish, at least a half hour in a bed, you wake up, you have to wash Negovaser. Okay, and again, if it's during the day, let's say it's 2 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon, I lay down, even though I did it in the bed, in general, we wash Negovaser without a bracha, but we'll talk about those halachas as we go down the road. I just want to make sure nobody, you know, goes to sleep for a half hour during the day, and, 2-3 in the afternoon, and then they make a bracha, because that is, you're supposed to wash Negovaser, but without the bracha. Now, we'll see later on that in some cases, one may be required to recite a bracha, even though they did not sleep at all, during the course of the night, like Shavuos by night, when it hits Alayis HaShachar, how do we work? But we'll talk about those halachas separately. Now, according to the Rosh, if one wears gloves, let's say a person wears, for whatever reason, wears gloves at night while they're sleeping, they would not have to wash their hands prior to reciting the prior to reciting a general bracha or davening. In other words, we don't mean the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, but they would not, according to the Rosh, in that case, one would not have to recite the bracha if they're going to daven or make bracha. It's like they'll say Berch Sashacher, whatever the case is, but the hands are now clean, right? The person wears gloves and generally hands are clean, even if a person touched the covered parts of their body, but their hands are clean, they wore gloves. The problem is, according to the Rajba, however, one, like we spoke about, because a person is sort of like a new creation. So then, according to the Rajva, however, one must wash their hands and recite the bracha of Netilas Yadayim due to the fact that the person was created anew. It's a different thing. Now, in the case of wearing gloves, so let's say it's taka, somebody did wear gloves at night. What should they do? Bottom line, in conjunction with making a bracha, depends on various different circumstances, which we'll try and talk about in the future. But just one should be aware of the different sides of it. If actually one did go to bed in gloves. Okay, we'll see how that works in upcoming Shiurim, but just as something to keep, be aware of and to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.